Well, with 43 days until voters head to the polls, the vacancy becoming the new headline of the 2020 presidential race. News Nation political correspondent Dean Reynolds is live in our newsroom with a look at both campaigns that went to two important battleground states today. Dean, one candidate highlighting the vacancy, the other choosing not to.
Nicole, at the White House and on the campaign trail, President Trump was talking about the new vacancy on the Supreme Court, but his opponent kept up the attacks on what Democrats see as the president's chief vulnerability.
I would say on Friday or Saturday I'll be announcing the pick.
As he left for two events in Ohio, the president said the confirmation process should be full steam ahead.
I'd much rather have a vote before the election.
He said he doubted the late Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's dying wish was, as relayed by her granddaughter, to have her successor picked by the next president. He said his Democratic opponents may have concocted that.
It was just too convenient.
At an event in hotly contested Wisconsin today, the former vice president did not mention the Supreme Court, but chose instead to focus on the administration's handling of the pandemic.
200,000 deaths recorded as of today because of the coronavirus. 200,000 deaths. We can't let the numbers become statistics of background noise, just a blur that we see in the nightly news.
Mr. Biden clearly has no intention of letting that happen, and he stepped up his attacks on the incumbent.
He froze. He failed to act. He panicked. And America's paid the worst price of any nation in the world.
He also tried to reach out to voters who may have supported President Obama, but then switched to President Trump in 2016. He said he understood their frustration and a feeling they were invisible to Democrats.
It has to change, and I promise you this. It will change with me. You will be seen, heard, and respected by me.
A couple of hours later, the president was at a packed outdoor event near Dayton, Ohio, a state he carried by 8 percentage points 4 years ago. He told the crowd he will pick a woman for the court and more.
43 days from now, we are going to win this state. We're going to win 4 more years in the White House.
But according to a Biden campaign official, the Democratic ticket has outraised the Republicans by over $100 million and now holds a commanding financial advantage heading into the critical last month of campaigning.